Howdy, fish heads. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, the weekend numbers edition. The season is underway, so our show might be a bit short today, but we'll be sharing figures from the east and west side escapements and Port Muller. It's a somber Saturday. It's June 20th, and I'm your host, Tyler Thompson.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Alaska canneries were places of...
And we're back with a quickie this afternoon. The numbers are in. In the Nooshiegak District, the daily king count yesterday was at 51, bringing the total count to date at 9,250 fish. The number of sockeye counted yesterday sits at 11,460, running the total up to 41,000 fish. Chums were counted at 3,750 fish, bringing that total to 8,600 so far. The daily Wood River count from yesterday was 1,050, bringing that total to 20,300 fish. On the east side in Igigik, the Igigik River Tower started counting Thursday. They've passed 6,100 fish through yesterday. At the Chigdik Weir, zero fish have been counted as of 9 a.m. today. Yesterday, they counted 2,000 sockeye, bringing that total to 13,800 fish. In Area M, there is no report. The South Alaska Peninsula commercial fishery was closed yesterday, and there's some new openers today from Area M. Commercial salmon fishing for set, gillnet, and seine gear will be allowed in the Shumagin Islands section of the Southeastern District from 6 a.m. today, Saturday, June 20th, until 10 p.m. Sunday, June 21st. Commercial salmon fishing for drift, gillnet, set, gillnet, and seine gear will be allowed from 6 a.m. today, Saturday, June 20th, until 10 p.m. Tuesday, June 23rd, in the following districts and sections. In the Unimak District, Bechevin Bay section of the Northwestern District, the Southwestern District, and West and East Pavlov Bay sections of the South Central District. And here are the Port Muller numbers, the latest from Scott Rayborn. On its second attempt, the Ocean was successful in pushing through a 20 nautical mile band of bad seas between Port Muller and about station 5 or so by mid-morning. The conditions north of this band were fishable, and they were able to fish stations 8 through 18 yesterday in an attempt to capture the majority of fish migrating across the transect. They stayed overnight at the outer stations and will fish southbound today. The fishing vessel Americanus arrived Thursday and launched early this morning. The weather is forecast to deteriorate again tomorrow. Hopefully, the two boats can fish and thread their way through weather to meet somewhere along the transect. Now from the Port Muller stock composition status. Bad weather, the absence of a second vessel, and modest indices have gotten the season off to a slow start. They have yet to achieve a sample size of 190 fish, the minimum to provide an informative stock composition estimate. Should yesterday and today's catches combined produce enough fish, those samples will be in Port Muller on Sunday evening, June 21st. As the day unfolds, they will begin exploring shipping opportunities. Stations 2, 4, 6, and 20 were not fished. Stations 14 and 18 reported zero catches. At station 18, they caught 8 in the 4.5-inch mesh and 0 in the 5 1/8. The current indice is 19. Station 10 caught 0 in the 4.5 and 1 in the 5 1/8. That indice is 2. Station 12 caught 1 in the 4.5 and 6 in the 5 1/8. The indice is 16. Station 16 caught 7 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 1/8. That indice is 19. And that will do it for the numbers this Saturday. It might be a short weekend show, but we still have a couple messages to the fleet. This one it's a happy Father's Day to our dad, Abraham Enter. We thank God for the blessing of a dad like you. Love Moses, Genesis, Eden, Ezekiel, Eve, and Obadiah. To Captain Doug Morgan on the fishing vessel, Miss Emma from Mark T. Doug, I told you this was going to happen. You can't put an Acura sticker over the GeoTracker emblem and expect it to sell. The buyer backed out. Also, just because it smokes and knocks, you can't say you just assumed it was a diesel. Should Mark T lower the price to $250? If you'd like to get your message out to the fleet, Morse code or otherwise on this show, send it over in an email to fish@kdlg.org. If you'd like to get in touch about anything else, give us a call at 842-5281 or send an email to fish@kdlg.org. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by the generous support of our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. For our fishing song today, we've got Sleep Drifter by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I'm Tyler Thompson. Have a great day, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow at 1:30.
Sleep drifter.